wale wa 2025 is my year. This is my year. I know the year is coming to an end. We literally have less than 2 months to the end of 2025. So you're thinking, wow, the things I wanted to do this year, man, I haven't done all the things I wanted to do. I haven't achieved the things I wanted to achieve, the goals I had set. You're looking at your vision board and you don't even want to see your vision board because you're like, what? Hey, wagwan, so, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How are you feeling? Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling high, Ray? Because I'm feeling okay today. Yeah, I'm feeling good. This is episode 146. Oh, road to 150 episodes. I think after episode 150, I'm gonna wrap it up for this season, for this year. Because, yeah, I'm exhausted, man. It's been a long year. A long but kind of short. You get it? Like, the year went so fast. Then a lot has happened in between. So, yeah. After episode 150, I think I'm going to wrap it up. Anyway, welcome to this amazing episode. I am your host, Awiti. So, I used to think manifestation meant journaling. Of course, it means journaling, but I used to think it only meant journaling, speaking words into existence. If you believe in manifestation, that is, because I do. And then scripting a dream life and whatnot. But the universe doesn't just listen to what you write. It listens to what you become. Because sometimes to become your highest self, life strips you to your lowest point. So today I want to talk about how rock bottom might just be the most powerful manifestation portal of your life. This is something I've actually had to learn the hard way, and I've learned it this year. Yeah, I've learned it this year because I've ever hit a point where everything collapsed, but somehow things started to align after that. I've had like two major crash outs this year that I might want to call rock bottom for me this year. But naturally, you know, when I say rock bottom, okay, rock bottom for me might look different for you, so yeah. But for me, those were like, I kind of felt like I was so down. Yeah, being rock bottom for me basically means I'm so down. Nothing makes sense for me. I'm so, so down. And I think I hit rock bottom twice this year. And it was insane. So I had, like, but I did hit it, but, and then the worst part is that I was not able to share it with anyone. I had to just learn on my own. I just had to get myself out of that shithole and then learn on my own, because I realized you can look at hitting rock bottom in two ways. You can look at it, giving up and say, life is unfair. Why is life so unfair? I hate my life. But then you can look at it like, okay, tough times don't last, actually. Oh, one thing by the rock bottom will teach you, tough times don't last. You might, when you're in that rock bottom, you just think like, life is over. Life doesn't make sense. You're not going to make it on the other side. But baby, when you make it on the other side, you're like, what? Why did I do that? What was I even thinking that I wouldn't like make it on the other side? Like, life wouldn't make sense again, because I've realized rock bottom is a manifestation gold mine. What really happened, like, hitting rock bottom is preparing you for your biggest glow up. Like, it's preparing you for something big. I feel like when you hit rock bottom, life or the universe is preparing you for something bigger. That's just how I'm gonna manifest it. That's how I'm gonna interpret it. Because the two times I've hit rock bottom, I've come out on the other side bigger and better. Like, immediately after hitting rock bottom, I just received something big just happened in my life. Something like big news happened. Like, it's just compensating. So rock bottom, I'm just here to remind you today that rock bottom, it's not actually the end, by the way. It's just the beginning. So you might feel like you're hitting rock bottom and then life doesn't make sense. Everything is falling apart. You're crashing out. You're frozen. You don't know where to start. But I'm here to assure you, rock bottom is where the real manifestation begins. That's where the real glow ups. That's where the real glow ups begin. That's where your subconscious is ripe for planting. It's not the end. So let's talk about the beauty of losing it all, the beauty of hitting rock bottom. Because everyone talks about manifesting from abundance, but no one talks about what happens when you're broke, you're tired, you feel like giving up, you're broken. What if rock bottom isn't the end, but the portal? So like I said earlier, my rock bottom might be different from your rock bottom, but you as an individual, you know what hitting rock bottom means to you. Actually, I've hit it. That happened to me twice this year. It was sad. I was even thinking, hey, can I really make it out of this situation? Will I really make it out of this situation? But the moment you realize that rock bottom forces you to surrender, because when you're at rock bottom, your mind is actually clear because you have nothing to lose. Basically, you have nothing to lose. You are at your lowest, so you have nothing to lose. So you just surrender, like, man, life, just do whatever you want to do, man. That's how I was feeling. I was like, man, kenye itafanyike ifanyike, whatever happens, happens, man. Life, just do it. Just, I've surrendered. Because that surrender opens alignment. Because once you surrender, you have nothing to lose. Your mind is so clear. You see things, you view things differently when you're at your lowest, when you hit rock bottom. You view things differently. You're like, now you start analyzing your life, how you got there. That's how I did it. I do it. I start analyzing now. How did I get here? How did I hit rock bottom? How did I get to this point? Now you start thinking about things, and then you start thinking about how you're gonna do things differently. It's the same situation. Case in point, I gave this example the other day when I was saying how we are always so financially, we make the right financial decisions when you're actually broke. Have you ever been so broke to the point that now you start planning for money that you don't even have? You're like, Mungu nikipata tu ido ndafanya even to invest you start thinking, you start planning on when you get some money, how you're gonna invest it, how you're gonna spend it, but you really don't have it because you don't really have it. So you're just planning. That's the same situation when it comes to rock bottom. It opens up alignment. It makes your mind now. It's like your mind is fresh. Like I said, your subconscious is ripe for planting. That's when now it's like you're starting your life now. I don't know if you guys are getting what I'm saying, but I hope it's making sense. Because now your frequency is so strong. Your mind is clear. Exactly. When you're at rock bottom, your mind is so clear. Your frequency is so strong. So you need to stop panicking when you're at your rock bottom, because it's a gold mine. It's essential for growth, for you to grow, for you to elevate. At some point, you have to hit rock bottom, because it strips away some things. When you're at rock bottom, now you start, your mind is clear, like I said. Now you start thinking about things differently. Okay, what happened here? Now this, I need to do this so that I don't get myself in this same situation again, because no one wants to go back to being rock bottom, because it's really a tough place to be, as much as we say, but it's really tough. So you start thinking, you start looking for, you start creating space for new energy, because that emptiness, that feeling of having nothing, of nothing to lose, that emptiness, it creates space for new energy, new ideas and purpose. Let me say most of my best ideas, I've had them at rock bottom. I've actually had them at rock bottom. And even I've hit rock bottom twice this year. So the two times I've hit rock bottom, I've had actually a crazy ideas. I've had, and you're gonna see them, they are coming here on this pod. They're related to the pod, they're related to my life, they're related to my career. I've had like amazing ideas, because that emptiness. Your mind is so clear. You get to think. You have clarity because there's nothing now. You know, when life is happening, a lot is happening. You have to go to work. You have to pay your bills. You have to do it. Like, those are a lot of chaos. Everything. So your mind is occupied because you have things to do. But when you hit rock bottom, you're just there, man. Nothing makes sense. You're just there. So when everything collapses, what truly matters becomes painfully clear. When you're at your lowest, things become clear. Because now you know what actually works for you, what you did to get there, and what you have to do not to get there again. So you realize what's essential, what values you have to, what values make sense for you, the peace, the authenticity. From that place of clarity, your manifestations become cleaner and more aligned. So that's the best time to manifest. That's the best time to restart your life and think, like, just start a new leaf, man. Because at rock bottom, manifestation isn't about scripting or vision, but it's about faith. It's about resilience. You stop begging the universe and start aligning. You start partnering with it. So you don't attract what you want, really. You attract what you will become. So there's that power of having nothing to lose that makes being at rock bottom such a gold mine. Because when you have nothing, you also have nothing to fear. When you have nothing to lose, you have nothing to fear. That energy is magnetic. You start taking bold steps, not because you're confident, but because your mind is clear. You're done hiding. You know what you want. So rock bottom gives you permission to be audacious. Because you're like, I've seen my worst. What's the worst thing that can happen from what I am going through right now? Literally, I'm literally at my lowest. So what's the worst thing that can happen from here? So you become audacious. You're like, man, now I have to do this. I gotta do this because the worst thing has already happened. What you actually feared the most, it has happened. So yeah, that's crazy, but it's true. Rock bottom is essential for growth. Your frequency is most important. It's so strong when your mind is clear. So don't beat up yourself when you hit rock bottom. Sometimes actually you hit rock bottom and you don't know which is the worst thing. The worst thing is hitting rock bottom and you don't know you've hit rock bottom. You've not even accepted that you've hit rock bottom. So you have to really acknowledge the fact that I'm at my lowest. I just need to figure out how to get out of where I am right now and how to not go back and how not to go back where I am right now. So don't beat up yourself when you hit rock bottom. Actually, that's a gold mine. Use that time to think, align your goals, think about the future, think about what you want to do. Because that is like a transformation. That when you hit rock bottom, you undergo a major transformation. You undergo a major transformation because literally hitting rock bottom means that's the lowest you've ever been in your life. That's the lowest. Like, you've, like, everything is just crashing out on you. So that's the lowest you can ever go. So that's like a transformation. It's like a breakthrough. This is a breakthrough. It's like, yeah, from here, you're gonna meet on the other side. So rock bottom is not punishment, or it's not so something so bad. It's preparation. The version of you that rises from there will never beg for alignment again. The version of you that rises from hitting rock bottom, you love that version of you. That's why I said, when you make it on the other side of hitting rock bottom, that's where it's at. That's where it's at. Because have you ever come to think about it? Have you ever hit a point where everything collapsed, but somehow things started to align after that one? When I hit rock bottom, after that, like, things align. Like, I have big wins. I have huge wins. So you just have to surrender, accept that you hit rock bottom. Because it purifies your desires. It strips away ego-based manifestation. So ask yourself, when you hit rock bottom, what version of you are you trying to emerge from this pain? Who do you want to be when you emerge from this pain? if nothing was holding you back, what would you start over with? How do you want to start over your life when you emerge from this pain? Now, that answer of yours, that's your manifestation. That's where you manifest. That's when you manifest what you want, how you want your life to be after you've come from the other side, after you've emerged from the pain. So yeah, this episode is random, but I just wanted to actually come and remind you guys over here that hitting rock bottom isn't the end of the world. Sometimes you might be at your lowest and just think, man, this is the end. This is the end. I don't think I can make it through this. This is the end. But then it's not actually. It's actually the beginning. Hitting rock bottom is actually just the beginning. It's actually the beginning. So take it. Look at it that way. Hitting rock bottom is actually the beginning. Yeah, it's actually the beginning. Your mind is clear. Your vision is clear. Your thoughts are clear. That's the best place to be, honestly. Because the version of you that rises from that, oof, clock it. The version of you that rises from that. And you're going to look back, because one day you're going to look back and say, what? If I manage to get through that, what can't I do? What can't I manage? What can't I get through? If I manage that, because you thought that was your lowest and then you managed to get through it, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from being great? So if you are in your rock bottom right now, I see you. Don't give up. Just hold on, especially now that the year is coming to an end. I know we all had dreams. Walewa, 2025 will be my year. Walewa, 2025 is my year. This is my year. I know the year is coming to an end. We literally have less than 2 months to the end of 2025. So you're thinking, the things I wanted to do this year, man, I haven't done all the things I wanted to do. I haven't achieved the things I wanted to achieve, the goals I had set. You're looking at your vision board and you don't even want to see your vision board, because you're like, what? Why did I even waste time making this vision board? Because literally, I don't see myself. I don't see if I've achieved most of these things. But the year is coming to an end. Maybe you're feeling low. You're feeling this kind of disappointed in yourself. So just take a step back. Clear your thoughts. Breathe. Take a moment. Breathe in. Breathe out. Look at it that way. Look at it look at it the way I've told you. Look at it like a place to restart your life. Have your visions clear. Have your mind clear. Manifest. Then you're going to see, it's actually not bad. And I know we all hit rock bottom. Everyone must hit rock bottom in this life. There's that moment you're going to be at your lowest. There's just that moment you're going to be at your lowest. And you're going to think you're not going to make it through it. But then you will make it through it. But that moment, that's a gold mine. Hitting rock bottom is a gold mine. Use that moment to redefine who you want to be, redefine your goals, redefine the people in your life. That's what I do. That's how I've actually started. That's how I view hitting rock bottom right now. Yeah, it's actually a gold mine. So just stop panicking. When you hit rock bottom, stop panicking. You have a gold mine at your disposal. It's essential for your growth. You want to level up. I know most of us, you always say, I want to level up, especially now 2026 is coming. People are like, yeah, now 2026 is going to be my year. I want to level up. I want to go all out, go big or go home. Yeah, use this moment to think about that. Think about that. So anyway, that's what I came to remind you today. Thank you for listening. I hope you've learned something. I hope you've learned something. Thank you for listening. And check out our YouTube. I'm dropping the final audiovisual episode sometime this week or next week. I think I'm going to drop it next week. Yeah, because I just want to go full holiday mode. I'm exhausted, guys. My mind is exhausted. I'm just like, let this year end already. So yeah, I'm going to drop the last episode, the last audiovisual episode. And then I think I'm going to do a couple three before the year ends, and then yeah, let's call it a year, man. We did our best. We try again next year, right? Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed. I'm gonna have to love and leave it over here. Remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. Use it well. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. Let me go and watch Grey's Anatomy. It's driving me crazy. It's so nice.